All this week, the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. will be honored at Dartmouth College. Films, art exhibits, panel discussions, a multi-faith service, a candlelight vigil, focusing not just on civil rights history, but on the future of race relations in America. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, one prominent speaker comes from Ferguson, Missouri, where a young black man was killed this year by a white police officer.
Reverend Starsky Wilson came to Dartmouth this week to share the lessons of Ferguson. He heads a nonprofit foundation in St. Louis dedicated to the well-being of children. He protested the decision not to indict police officer Darren Wilson for the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Now he co-chairs the Ferguson Commission, formed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to promote social justice and bridge racial divides. Wilson says his own family has endured deep loss.
Not to police violence, but to street violence. My own brother and my uncle, to these things growing up. So these have always been issues that have been formative for me, seeing violence inflicted upon teens, whether it's by teens or others.
Wilson sees the events in Ferguson and their aftermath as pivot points for a 21st century civil rights movement. But first, he says, Ferguson has to heal and reform its own institutions, including law enforcement and the court system.
And so we must not move too quickly away from Ferguson as a nation, because if we do not get policy change here, if you don't win here, then you can't translate other places.
At lunch on Friday afternoon, Wilson talked with Dartmouth faculty members about how to teach and talk, both inside and outside the classroom, about Ferguson's unfolding story.
Absolutely. Students at Dartmouth have to watch that. They have to be willing observers. They have to be participants. Faculty have to be the same. I'm pleased to see the number of schools that are translating this moment into coursework.
At the lunch table was Leslie Henderson, Associate Dean for Diversity at the Dartmouth Medical School. She says she wants medical students to understand the challenges minorities face when it comes to staying healthy and accessing care.
Health disparities for African Americans are the equivalent of a jetliner full of people dropping out of the skies to their deaths every day, 365 days a year, every year.
The faculty group also talked about how to break down racial barriers on campus, which is much more diverse than it was when Martin Luther King gave a speech there in April 1960. King started his speech with a joke about the legal troubles he was having with the state of Alabama.
I'm very happy that my criminal instincts were...
In that scratchy recording, King quips he is happy his criminal instincts were suppressed, at least for a while, so I didn't have to be in jail at this time. It's not clear, Dartmouth Professor Henderson says, that line would seem amusing now in a post-Ferguson world, but she hopes that humor can still occasionally diffuse tensions, even as the hard work of fighting injustice moves forward. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.